Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Cactus Jack Barringer.
Well, good morning. How are you doing, LaVon?
Good, and I'm so happy to visit with you because you are going to be coming to Atlantic this Sunday to a special event at the American Legion Memorial Day building, and we'll give some more details about that. But first, let's visit about you, Jack. You were born in Atlantic, graduated at Atlantic High School.
I sure was. It was been many, many years ago. In fact, I was just listening to the intro here. They were talking about the stock market being down 200 points. I'm 78 years old, and I've never had a job, so I might have to come down there and get a job cleaning your floors for you.
Well, you'd be welcome, because I know you would entertain folks with stories if you were here doing whatever job you're doing, because I think you always have stories to tell because of all the things you've done. I want to start with the Atlantic History Center, which is in the American Legion Memorial Building, has almost a full wall display about the car club by Caro's. And you provided all that. You have donated that to Arise. So I want, why did you have a car club? And you were the president. So tell us a bit about that organization.
Well, actually, it started way back in 1957. And if you recall right, LaVon, that, you know the movie American Graffiti?
Mm, mm-hmm.
Well, that was us. Over there dragging Main Street in our hot rod cars and going out west to the, I think it was called the Dairy Suite at the time, and then you'd turn around and drive all the way out to the drive-in, turn around and come do Main Street again. And we all had these, that was back in the era of the best cars ever. We all had some pretty cool cars. And so at any rate, we just decided to start a car club. Like, they were really going all the way across the United States. And at any rate, we met at Chet and Mickey Seibert's house down in their basement, the first meeting ever held. Chet used to own the dairy there in Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
And there was about 10 of us the first meeting. Dick Seibert, their son, was a good buddy of mine. In fact, he's still a good buddy to this day. And Steve Hanke, who's gone on to worldwide success as one of the top economic advisors in the world. He actually advised to President Ronald Reagan during his administration. Well, at any rate, so we formed the club. We had Glenn Green, who was a highway patrolman at the time, come to the first meeting, and we decided to move forward with it, and we put a charter together. We had jackets made, as you can see mine on display there at the armory, car plaques, courtesy cards. We even had our own clubhouse just a half block from the armory there, just straight east, right on the alley. I think a guy at the time by the name of Jim Jessen owned the building, and we could bring our cars in there and work on them, and we had a clubhouse.
Very exciting times. And, you know, that is the typical picture we get of scooping the loop and whatever. But in the news articles which you provided, you did some other things for the community. It wasn't just for yourselves. You also reached out and did some things for the community. You raised some money.
Well,
and
yes. You know, I've always been, you know, there's an old saying, to know where you're going to, you have to know where you came from. And I've always known where I came from. And in fact, it was my roots and the life that I led in Atlantic that led me on a quest all of my life. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about there Sunday is, you know, everybody, one of the things they say is that everybody believes that we are in America, you have a right to succeed and have a right to win. And I tell everybody, no, it's just the opposite of that. What America is it gives you the right to fail and keep failing your way to success. That's what it's all about, is did you learn from those mistakes? And I got to tell you, for every one invention that I've had that's been a success, I've had five more that haven't, that nobody ever hears about. And we'll be talking a little bit about that
too. And there are lots of great people who certainly agree with you. We don't hear in the news about the failures. We just hear about the final success that took so long to get there. So one last question I want to ask related to the car club display is, why did you decide to donate all the photos and your jacket and the gavel and more? People need to come see that. But why did you decide to donate that to Arise?
Well, first of all, I think that car club in our era, it was a moment in time. That was literally a moment in time. That's when America was still all together. We weren't divided the way we were. Well, you still got a lump in your throat when they played the national anthem at the football game and you stood up. And these memories from that car club, some of the unbelievable cars we had, it's just something that I felt should stay a part of Atlantic. And if anybody hasn't been there to see that display yet, this Sunday would be a good time, because I'll be there. Maybe I can answer some questions for them.
You bet. That's a great idea, that the person who did all this and has great memories. And I know some of your classmates are going to be there, but of course, everybody is welcome, and there is no fee to come and see the display.
Let me just throw this in. You mentioned one classmate, Dick Seibert, who was one of the founding members of this. He had a car called the Cherry Chopper, and that car was the hottest car, not just in Atlantic, but probably one of the hottest cars in the state of Iowa. And everybody came from all over the country to try to run him. And at any rate, that Cherry Chopper, that was a legend in the area. And Dick is going to be there at the talk Sunday to maybe share some of his memories.
And saying talk, we need to tell people a little bit about the schedule. Lunch, free will lunch, is going to be available 11:30 to 1:30. All the building will be open for people to see all of the rooms, including the Atlantic History Center. And then at 2 o'clock, we get to hear you tell your stories, and that will be about an hour. So at 2 o'clock, you want to be sure to come by to hear Jack's stories. Talking about stories, I think I heard you tell Jim that you'd been around the world 9 times. And my question...
No, not 9 times, 3 times.
3 times. Well, that's still a lot.
Yeah.
Any specific, unique experience or thing that you think about the world after you have had that experience?
Well, one in particular I'm thinking of real quick is I invented the monster arm wrestling machine way back in the 80s, and I built the largest arm wrestling organization in the world, and I ended up selling the entire rights to the country of Australia to a couple guys, and they wanted me to come over there and help launch it. And so I went to Australia for a month and helped them launch that the whole organization over there. And the experience in Australia was just, I've been there 3 different times since then. But that one in particular. And then just going to, like, London, I do TV shows over there on QVC. And then I'd fly to Dusseldorf, Germany 5 times a year and do shows there. And so it's just, it's an amazing the different places that my different businesses have led me to.
Okay, Jack, you've mentioned a couple of your inventions, and you are, I believe, still inventing and willing to help other people who say, well, how can I take care of this? But I'm relating that to, in all of those travels and promotion, you now are known, all I see when I get information from you is Cactus Jack. How did that come about?
Well, it's that's quite a story. You know, all little boys, when they're young, always want to play cowboy, because back then we had the Lone Rangers and Roy Rogers of the world and the Life's the Ruse. Well, I was always dressed up playing cowboy, and the difference is between me and the other kids is they sort of outgrew it, and I didn't. And my dad, just as a joke, started calling me Cactus Jack. And then the neighborhood kids started calling me Cactus Jack. And so I've had that handle ever since I was a kid, but I never used it until I got older and got into marketing. And being a marketing guy, I thought, well, I've got to brand myself. And so one day I'm out and announced to my wife and daughter that I was going to be Cactus Jack. And I says, I'm going to let my hair grow and grow a ponytail. And they said, oh, my gosh, no. Well, about, I don't know, a month later, 6 weeks later, there was just enough hair in the back of my head to get a rubber band around it. And I come walking out, and they started laughing and thinking that this is just, this will go away. And then I let my hair or my beard grow while I was on a fishing trip for 2 weeks. And to make a long story short, then I started wearing Western wear, and I became, now nobody knows me by the name of Jack Beringer. It's just Cactus Jack.
It's a great story, and Jack, we're going to hear many more of those. And I should say, Cactus Jack, we're going to hear many more of your stories this Sunday, 2 p.m., at the American Legion Memorial Building, which a lot of people know as the Armory. If you want lunch before that time, come by any time after 11:30 and take a look at the car club display while you're there. And if you have some questions, Cactus Jack can answer them. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you, my friend. Goodbye.
Until next time, here's a thought. You cannot discover new oceans unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore.